This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got
5 on it. And before we begin 5 on it here on Rahimi and Harris on The Score, Rami Makhlouf is in. We love to see Rami. We have yet another special guest on this Friday.
Hey.
By God! That's Lawrence Holmes' music.
Woo!
I hear him coming through the tunnel right now.
Hi, y'all.
Hi, you want to join us for 5 on it?
Sure, if I'm not intruding.
No, that's the point.
Not at all.
All right, let's do it.
3-man weave for 5 on it. Let's go.
Number 1.
All right, first question. Coming out of the break, the Cubs, according to Fangraphs, have a 93.7 chance of making the playoffs and a 64% chance of winning the division. If you were to put a percentage on how confident you are in either possibility, where would you put it?
If you put my 75% chance
with your 66 2/3% chance of beating me at Sacrifice, because Kurt Angle knows that he can't beat me.
That is not my official answer for this. So, unfortunately, my official answer goes back to a previous setback in my life, a.k.a. September 2023, when the Cubs had an over 91% chance of making the playoffs at the beginning of the month after they beat the Giants, and then that playoff line graph just went and with it, my hopes for a lovely season. So, in this case, when you know the Brewers are breathing down your neck with the game back, I am confident that the Cubs are going to make the playoffs. As far as the division, that remains to be seen, and I think the trade deadline is going to answer my question.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's 50-50, but I wouldn't go as high as 64% either of winning the division. That's a good Brewers team, man, and they just won't go away. And you guys know, I've lived in Milwaukee on and off for a long time now and followed that Brewers team. And not just when it comes to baseball, I've had to deal with a lot, y'all. I've had to deal with a lot when it comes to Wisconsin teams besting us and all the blowback I get from that being a Chicago fan there. So maybe this is just a little bit of, you know, fear, trauma, whatever you want to call it, talking. I'd put it at like 55, 60% that they win the division. I'm pretty confident that 93.7 sounds about right when it comes to making the playoffs. But this division, man, the Brewers scare me a little bit.
I'm with you. Probably a little over 60% is where I'm at. I was just in the clubhouse, just finished talking with Craig and just finished talking with Jed. They're very aware of what's going on with the Brewers, that the Brewers are right there. They're trying to make it so that they're not making moves just because the Brewers are only one game back. Like, they're not doing that. They're trying to make their team better. But Jed did say today, look, being the number one seed overall in the National League is something to play for. It matters. The idea of not having to win 2 out of 3 against a good team to advance should matter. But yeah, the Brewers are right there. Even though it's felt like the Cubs have been controlled this whole time, I still say Cubs a little over 60% to win this division.
All right, so we're clear on some sort of neighborhood 50-60%
somewhere
in the words
in there.
Of
now for them to meet Samoa Joe at sacrifice, that is a little bit more difficult math to work through.
For sure.
Five on it.
Number two.
Which Cubs player do you think will take a step forward in the post-All-Star break portion of the season? And part two of this question is, which player do you view as the biggest candidate for regression?
I'm going with Matt Shaw as the player who could take a step forward. And that's the player that I think they most need to take a step forward. And both Carter Hawkins and Alex Cohen, who we talked to today, brought up PCA's first 200 at-bats. And we saw Miguel Amaya get off to a really slow start last year. And both those guys came alive in August and September post-All-Star break. I'm looking for the same type of performance from Matt Shaw here down the stretch. I don't want to say this, but like how long can PCA keep doing what PCA is doing? Like we continue to be surprised by this guy. I'm not saying he's going to fall off the map, but there's got to be a little bit of regression, right? I hate to say it, but there's got to be a little bit of regression there.
I feel like the steps that Matt Shaw is going to take are going to be in Iowa. I don't see him taking a step forward with this group. Maybe it happens for him next year, but I think that they're going to continue to look to improve that position offensively. As far as regression, and I don't mean regression like the Sarah Lang slide, like off the mountain. Carson Kelly, how long can you do this? Like, he's been an all-star worthy player, and usually the second half of the season, all of that time that you spend squatting as a catcher usually catches up to you. So minor regression, but those would be my choices.
Okay, so I think it started earlier, but it was only really like two and a half, three games earlier. I think Colin Ray would be my candidate for most likely to continue his step forward, if that makes it make sense.
That does make sense.
When you consider the body of work he's had, I keep mentioning the start where I thought against Houston he was outstanding, and then he just kept adding to it. He was the stopper of the Twins series when you thought that their offense was really clicking. Now, Byron Buxton didn't play in that game, but still, your job is to do the job against the team you see on the field in front of you, and that's exactly what he did. Starting today, I think, is a big test for him, and I really am looking forward to that aspect of this. Friday 120, think about what he's done so far in his last three starts. Man, there's not a better time to cement something you're working on and give you that extra boost. So that's it, and I can't believe I'm saying this. I don't even think it's going to be regression.
But I
wonder. Wait, she's not done.
No, I'm okay with that. Then I don't have to name my guy.
No, we have to name our guy.
I just wonder how long Matt Boyd can keep this up at this clip, given his age and what has happened to him over the last few seasons. But I don't necessarily know that that's a realistic even concern right now when you consider guys like, how long did we expect to see that out of like a Kyle Hendricks? And it didn't happen for an entire season when they needed him. So, that said, I'm not too concerned.
Number three.
Which player needs to have a big weekend in order to ensure a series win against the Red Sox?
Seiya Suzuki, who I think Crane forgot to mention is an all-star snub. He was definitely mine. So if Seiya is feeling good, then I think the rest of the team is as well, because he's such a barometer for me. So, Seiya, come reclaim your RBI number when it comes to baseball. Reclaim it for us. Go out there and take advantage of this beautiful weather. Swing at that first pitch, and let's rock.
I'm going to take this opportunity to say, Darius Swanson.
Darius back.
they need him to do a little bit. The power numbers are there, but they could use a little bit more from him offensively. So, Darius will be my choice.
I know he's only playing in one game in the series, but Colin Ray could go a long way in sort of setting the tone for this series. Red Sox have won 10 in a row. That offense has been red hot. If you can sort of take the air out of that balloon and take away their momentum and stop them in the first game today, I think that goes a long way into eventually winning this series.
I think we need Ray Diaz, since he's on the mic, to do the honorary Dansby Swanson here, where Dansby, I'm pretty sure in our impression, his last name or his first name is spelled D-A-N-S-B-E-H.
Well, I got to do the head shake too, like Lawrence Holmes. Dials my Swanson.
Yeah.
Dials my Swanson.
Let's go.
Five on it.
Number four.
Five on it continues on 670 The Score with Layla Rahimi, Rami Makhlouf, and Lawrence Holmes.
Hi.
Here's the question. Bears rookies report to training camp on Saturday.
If
we take first-round pick Colston Loveland out of the question.
Yeah, we probably should because I don't think he's even going to be close to practicing.
He
but
might
whatever.
Not. He may not, Lawrence, but if we take Colston Loveland out of the equation, which Bears rookie do you have the highest expectations for this season?
I hate to say it. I hate to be that girl. But your left tackle position is still a big concern. Braxton Jones is still injured. And if we take Colston Loveland out of it, which I actually think is unfair because I think that the man who says he reminds him of Sam Laporta is expecting him to be a big part of this offense, it's Ozzie Trapillo. Thank goodness he signed. That happened yesterday, one of the many second-round picks we see to sign. Shamar Turner also signed. Mark Grody has entered the space with us.
As we're talking Bears.
Vacation Mark Grody, Bears.
Bears. He heard it. Bears.
It's like a radar
was sounded.
It's
like the bat signal. It's like we put up the bat signal.
Yeah, it was like we immediately started talking Bears. And then Grody appeared like Bears Man.
Let me show you. Like people
Beetlejuice?
On Twitch.
Like Beetlejuice?
Yeah. Bears.
You say
you
Bears
Grody,
three
guys?
Times and Grody shows up.
You see
up.
Mark Grody? Let me get the monitor up here.
Bears.
Hi, wave
Bears.
High.
Bears.
Bears.
Bears. Bears. Obviously.
Right now, our boss, Mitch Rosen, Bears? Is harassing my friend Fez and pretending like he's a fan of mine and grilling my friend on everything in my life. So I have to attend to that.
I can
point
the camera.
Or I would stay here with this fine show.
Here's let me see if I can do this. Here's Fez.
Bears.
There's
Bears.
Fez.
Fez Bears.
Bears.
I love it. Poor Grody just wanted to go to a game. You got a ticket to this game, Mark?
Mark, he knows
the
a guy.
Tickets were like $1 million.
He knows a guy. So it's fine. Bears.
All right,
Cubs.
Let me point this
Cubs.
More toward Rami as well. Cubs,
Cubs,
Bears.
Cubs, Bears.
I feel don't apologize.
Apologize for what?
We spoke Bears and then you
And then you appeared.
Yeah.
No, go enjoy
no,
your
no,
vacation.
We actually have time. You want to answer this question? Do you know what it is since
right.
you're here?
All right, we're going to ask you this question, Mark Grody, Mr. Bears.
Oh, geez,
the Bears reporter for 670, the score on 5 on it. If you have to take first-round pick Colston Loveland out of the equation in this question, which Bears rookie do you have the highest expectations for this season? Mr. Mark Grody.
Wow, which Bears rookie do I have the most expectations for beyond
Bears.
Colston Loveland? Is that the question? Okay. I am going to go, ladies and gentlemen, with second round pick, Shamar Turner.
Yes, let's go.
Shamar Turner. You're the guy because you need that guy. You're still really looking for your three technique, even though you brought in Grady Jarrett and you have Jervon Dexter coming back to this team. I'm still a little bit concerned about that position, so I would like it to be him. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark Grody.
I am with Grotes on that,
yeah.
too.
By the way, honorable mention is Zay Frazier. Zay Frazier, everybody.
Okay.
Yeah. Zay, not Za. I know
Zay.
It's very easy to say
We got some Za over here.
Yeah. We do have some
there
Za.
Is Za.
You,
yes.
You're allowed. Yeah. And Fez, Brickhouse provided us food.
And it's excellent.
Thank you to Brickhouse.
Have some Za.
You may go in peace.
Bear Za.
Sorry, Connor. Connor's looking at me like I'm going to break the camera.
He did run over here like, you know what you're doing with a camera.
I used to shoot every day for 7 years, man. Come on. I got this.
His job is to make sure that we don't break anything because we're talented. And talent is not always known for being particularly bright.
Yeah. I'm not talented at all.
So I'm going to go with Shamar Turner as well. I mean, that's the guy that I wanted the Bears to draft. He's got a meanness. He's got an edge that I think this defense absolutely needs. And I think that he's got a lot of good people in front of him to help out, to help his development. And I like a guy that gets so mad that he hits a guy in the ding-ding. Let's go.
I was working draft night, and he said he wants to kill people and take their lunch money. I was instantly a fan. I was instantly a fan.
That's
and
right.
That's the mentality you need to play that position. That's my guy right there.
He really, like, you can tell. Yeah. His personality matches his tape.
He's got dark side, and I like it.
Like, when I watch his tape, I end up giggling because of the way that people were manhandled.
Yeah. They need him to have, like, an impressive start to his career. I think he's going to be given an opportunity to get on the field pretty quickly. Shamar Turner's my guy.
While I'm here, I should give a proper thank you, by the way, to our friends at Brickhouse Tavern, who provided us with amazing food. We'd like to hang out there as well, as you guys know. Brickhouse is the best place for your pre- and post-game experience. Two outdoor spaces, as we can see them, both overlooking Gallagher Way. They put you right in the middle of the action. The menu has something for everyone. I'm eyeing a slice of pizza myself. The nachos and tenders, as we know, are next level good. When the Cubs are away, they also have a really good a la carte brunch menu. Their brunch is really cool on Saturdays and Sundays from 10 to 2. I still vote Ozzie Trapillo because I need a nest. I need Caleb Williams in a comfy nest. Yep. I need that nest to be not just twigs. I need it to be lined with, like, feathers that you found. I need cotton. You know, whatever you can scrounge for as a bird to put the nest in to make it feel more luxurious, then that's what I need.
That's fair.
Five on it. Number five.
All right, this is our final question on Five on It, a very special edition with Layla Rahimi, Rami Makhlouf, and Lawrence Holmes. The final question is, what did you end up watching yesterday?
Okay, I'm not proud of this. So after I got back from a really fun time with Ozzie and at Four Winds Casino, the pool party turned into a living room party because Four Winds has a lot of spaces when the weather's not great, and we got to hang out. Shout out to Ozzie because he also helped us with our Eugenio Suarez segment, so we'll do that on Monday. I got back, and the first thing that was on was a summer league game where the Hornets were leading the Spurs by about 30. And that should give you an indication that this is a very strange, not only summer league game, but summer league result. And I was like, I'll take a look at this for 5 minutes or so before I went to meet my friend for dinner. So, yeah, met my friend for dinner and then ended up watching a rando summer league game that was well decided.
Yeah, well, I spent a lot of time watching rando summer league games that have been decided last week. I'm very glad to be home because it's not 117 degrees here like it is in Las Vegas.
That is nice.
I went for a nice walk around Millennium Park
last
night, which was great. Got to see a lot of people, saw some protesters out there that were expressing themselves about things. Had a meal at the park in right across from the Bean, which was awesome. I made it home in time to check out one episode of the new season of Star Trek Strange New Worlds, which I've been a fan of, and the season just dropped. So I watched that, and then I did a friend's podcast at 9 o'clock. So I got an hour of sci-fi in, then back to talking sports, and then I went to sleep.
I went and saw some live stand-up comedy, which is something I do when I got nothing else going on. Saw it.
Was it your own?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't me. No, Matt Folcheron. I believe he's out of Chicago.
Yeah,
really funny dude. So yeah, that's what I did with my time. That's my go-to. If I got no games or shows to watch, I'm just gonna go find a stand-up comedy show and enjoy that.
I mean, like I told Marshall yesterday, like the two of them acting like they ain't have nothing to do yesterday. Oh, what are you gonna do with a Thursday where there's no game? Oh, I'm just going to go hang out at a pool party with Ozzie Guillen at an awesome casino like Four Winds. And then I'm going to come back to the City Beautiful, and then I'm going to have dinner with a friend who's in town, blah, 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 blah. Like this whole idea of Layla not having nothing to do because there's no sports on last night. She's always got something to do.
Lawrence, you got the seafood tower.
But that was
right?
That was
it. I saw it on the Instagram.
Okay, yeah. Two things about that. My friend who came to town from San Diego, who used to live here and moved, she loves going to RPM Steak, and she has like certain dietary restrictions, but not when it comes to like seafood, which is kind of an interesting, but everybody has different stuff. Like gluten and dairy, not she can't do, but like she can do the seafood. And before you play fake doctor, she's talked to hers a million times. So
as long as she doesn't get the gout.
Yeah, she doesn't have to worry about that. But so she likes to celebrate by getting, say, we put a little aside for a fancy dinner fund, and we do a little seafood tower. She's like, you don't have any games. You know, I know you've got the appearance with Ozzie. So flew in from San Diego. We got to celebrate a little bit at RPM Steak last night. And somebody was like, oh, You know, those are oysters over there. I don't eat oysters in months without an R. That's just me personally. That's okay. How I do it. So I got to take advantage of the other stuff, like the shrimp and the crab, and this is a very bougie conversation, and I was very happy to do so.
My point is that it's you had something to do. Here's a, I just thought about this as we're saying it. Do you know any women with gout?
No.
No.
I don't either.
We finally got one. Like every month, I feel like I've been punched in the stomach continually for hours. We finally got one.
Yeah, but just, you don't have to deal with the gout.
I've never heard a woman complain about gout. I hear all sorts of men complain about gout. I have never heard a woman complain about it.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't get it.
Never heard of a woman with a swollen foot.
Huh.
Never heard of that.
I mean, from gout.
From gout, yeah.
Or from the diabetes, yeah like you hear about it, but not from gout.
Yeah.
The diabetes. In exchange for your patience listening to this very special edition of Five on It, we would like to give you something.
Yay!
Caller 6 to the Score Contest line, 312-540-0670. That's 312-540-0670. Will win a pair of tickets to see Toto with special guests Christopher Cross and Men at Work on Saturday, August 9th at Credit One Union Amphitheater in Tinley Park. Tickets are available now at LiveNation.com. So thanks for listening to that with us. Let's preview the Cubs game next. We'll hear from Craig Counsell. Judson Richards is on the other side with pregame and postgame. That's all next on Rahimi and Harris with Rami Makhlouf. Lawrence Holmes joining in on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
We are back with Rahimi and Harris live from Gallagher Way here on 670 The Score. Rami Makhlouf filling in for Marshall Harris as we get you ready for Cubs baseball. So let's hear from Craig Counsell. This is his press conference before the game.
As far as working with your lineups going forward, Do you have a feeling that what you started at the second, before the second half here, you're going to continue with for a while, lefty-righty with Nico and with Michael at the top?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what you're going to see in the near future, yeah.
So how much of that is, you know, mathematical? How much is Scott?
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, both guys are swinging the bat really well in those situations. Just Ian was struggling, so you're just trying to get Ian a little just different look at the, you know, just kind of look at the game essentially and try to get him going. You know, we write our lineups one day at a time, so always can change them. But for now, I think for this weekend, that's what you'll see.
How do you weigh those decisions as far as being patient with things and then like, okay, it's time, like how do you get to that decision? Like, okay, it's time to make a change, whether it's top of the lineup, Dansby and Pipe, whatever it may be, like how's that balance work for you? Is it a gut thing, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, all decisions are gut decisions. I've long maintained that. So you take in information, whether it's whatever kind of information you want to take into, and then you know, you make a decision, gut, brain, whatever. It's the same thing. It's you make a decision. I don't know if I can go through a detailed step-by-step process there. It's just you're making decisions. It's on your radar, and then you eventually make the decision.
Did you have any team meeting before the break? Or
no.
You don't do anything like that? Just go back?
I didn't do that. I've done it before, but no. Yeah.
Okay. Just because things are going well, no need to address anything really that way.
It's not necessarily because things are going well. I just think we're in a good spot right now with this team. What we're trying to accomplish? Good shape. Could be one tomorrow.
Right. Well, some managers plan it at the break. But
yeah.
You don't do that. Okay.
Yeah.
How does a major league manager and players focus on what they're doing as opposed to how well the Brewers are playing? And does that come into any of the thinking at all, you know, while you're going out there trying to accomplish what you're doing right now?
Yeah, I mean, look, the Brewers are a good baseball team. I'm not sure there's anything we can do other than when we play them to prevent them from winning. So it's we have a lot to do with whether we win or not. So it's really easy. I mean, that's just what you focus on. And they've proven they're a good baseball team clearly. And so that's there's going to be a team that is going to challenge you for sure if you're trying to win the division or make the playoffs. You know, I think we've earned a position where the most important thing is that you've earned what you want to put yourself in a spot is where you don't. It doesn't really matter what other teams do. You know, you just take care of your business and keep taking care of your business. And I think we've put ourselves in a pretty good position in terms of making the playoffs. And in that position is that, you know, just take care of your business, and it doesn't really matter, you know, what other teams are going to do. It's going to be tough for them to you know, play as well as you've played throughout the entire season. So that's the goal, but in the end, you know, play a good baseball game and move on and play a good one the next day.
That was Craig Counsell ahead of a 3-game series with the Red Sox that you can hear right here as we get you ready for Judson Richards with pregame, and then the call here on 670 The Score. A 121st pitch as you're listening to Rahimi and Harris with Rami Makhlouf on the 670 The Score, Odyssey, and iHeart Radio apps. When I hear that, I think it just harkens back to what we heard Craig Counsell say at the end of the series against the Yankees. This is stack up win time, and you're able to do so because you earned that right with the work you did before the break.
The thing I appreciate about Craig Counsell, and Layla, you know, I've been covering this guy my whole radio career, basically. I was in Milwaukee for a long time when he was there. It can be boring to fans, and it can be annoying to the media that he's so level, like just always on the same level. It can be monotone, but that's really his approach, is just that consistency of every day asking for the same thing, doing the same thing, making sure everybody is doing what they need to do. It's not exciting. He's not going to turn over any tables. He's very rarely going to go out there and get in an umpire's face and be spitting and screaming and everything else. But the tone he sets really permeates throughout his roster, through his organization, and that consistency, that resiliency that I talked about earlier in the show, that they haven't been swept in a series of three games or more all year. They haven't lost four games in a row. I really think that is just the level-headed consistency of their manager that permeates throughout that whole roster, and guys coming in every day knowing what's asked of them and knowing what they need to do to get it done. I love listening to that guy talk, and I love the message that he puts out there.
And I feel like he really does set the tone. It's even like when he says this is the goal and this is what we want to do, and here's one of those benchmarks, like we mentioned it all day long today because it's valid, that 91 point. I think that's something where we all fall in line. You know, we all follow kind of what he's saying, and that's how we start to measure this team, what it was based on the goal, and then what he needs out of his group. I appreciate also just earlier in the week, Ian Happ, and telling us about the conversation he had when Counsell said, we're going to move you down in the lineup, and how that went. You know, and then he's able to produce in two out of three games. So knowing that was something where it could have been difficult, his management skills, people managing skills, we know are very, very appreciated by his team and by others. So to kind of see that in play and then hear from another player how it worked out in a situation that could have been difficult, it's encouraging when you know that side of it is there as well.
Yeah, and I brought up last week when I was filling in for Spiegel and Holmes, somebody asked about moving Ian Happ down in the lineup, and I've caught some flack about it. I've even seen some texts come in today giving me a little bit of heat about it. I said, yeah, I'm open to moving Ian Happ down in the lineup, but check with Ian Happ, see how he feels about that first, because you just said managing people, Layla. You know what I mean? And it's you can be the type of coach who just tells people what they're going to do, and you don't, there is no conversation had. I'm the boss, you're the employee, I'm going to tell you where you're going to bat, where you're going to go. But fostering that type of relationship with your players, making them feel like they're involved with the decision making, or at least are being informed on the decision making, I think that makes for a good clubhouse. That makes for good chemistry. That makes for a team all pulling in the same direction. And yeah, I want Ian Happ to be good with that move before you make that move with Ian Happ. Now, at some point, maybe you have to do it against his will, so to speak. But yeah, I think involving your players in decisions and keeping them informed on decisions, I think that's a good way of managing people and making sure everybody is on board with the same mission.
No, I completely agree. When you consider his job is to be consistent so everybody else can can take that example.
Yep.
And that's what you're seeing. And you're right. Yeah, every day, you know, our job is to look ahead. Our job is to look in the past. Our job is to also understand what's in front of us. But his is to be present, and he can't do those things as much. So all of it makes sense. You're right. It's not necessarily the sexiest press conferences. But when you consider the day-to-day part of this, you're seeing that play out, and you're seeing what the real goal is ahead.
And he does give you insight into his thought process. You know what I mean? A lot of it might seem cookie cutter. Sometimes you might just tune out because it's so monotone. But he is letting you in on his process and giving you little nuggets about how he operates, how they operate as a team, and what's going on in that clubhouse. It's a good baseball talk with Craig Counsell when he gets in front of microphones. It might not be sexy, it might not be exciting, but it's a good baseball talk with Craig Counsell. And I like the message that he sends to his players and to the fans, and I think it really reverberates.
Those of us observing the White Sox for a long time know that Lucas Giolito's best games typically are not at Wrigley Field. So you know that going in. The pitching matchup, as we mentioned, Colin Ray on the other side for the Cubs, and he has done work. His last start, in fact, against the Minnesota Twins, the one win they had in that series, 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned run, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. We gave you the lineup earlier. Judson Happ and the crew, Judson Richards and the crew will tell you about where Ian Happ is in the lineup and everybody else coming up next here on 670 The Score. And until then, thanks to our crew for helping us get out here today. Thanks to Brickhouse for providing our studio crew here at 670 The Score with the food here at Gallagher Way. Thanks to C.S. Henderson, who is here helping out on the ones and twos. Rich Wyatt as well, our engineer. Thanks to Connor O'Donnell and Jacob Stutz working on Twitch. Tyler Buterbaugh, Tyler Farringle back at the station. Ray Diaz, our producer here. Thanks to our guests today. If you missed it, go back, listen on the Odyssey app. We had Crane Kenny. We also had Alex Cohen. And we also had Lawrence Holmes stepping in alongside us for Five on It and Carter Hawkins, the Cubs GM. Thank you for listening as we get you ready for Cubs baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.